This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Margarita is one of Australia's best known and most influential disability and diversity consultants. Today, she's here to share her story and to summarise the core messages of what all of our speakers and performers have shared with us.
Thank you. What a great honour to be here today amongst all of you. And it's a great way to celebrate and be here. When I was asked to be here today, I was flattered. And I still am flattered and very honoured that I am standing here with all of you helping us celebrate International Women's Day. And having said that, in 1981... I remember it was also International Year of People with Disabilities for the first time. That particular year was very significant for me because that was also the first year I came out. I also was asked by a woman by the name of Pat, who used to own the Kingston Hotel, to speak at International Women's Day. 23 years later, I'm back here talking. Very significant. Before I actually do a sum up, I want to talk a little bit about my background. But I don't actually have a lot of time, so as you can see, it's quite big. So I'm going to give you the short version. Humour always helps. I remember somebody mentioned earlier, and I think it was Fiona, when she talked about nuns, wanting to be a nun. We have something in common, Fiona. I, when I was younger, not when I was little, but when I was younger, always wanted to be a nun, because I was brought up by nuns. So I'll talk a little bit about that in a moment. And I remember the nun saying, "You're too short. Can't be a nun." Probably a good thing, now that I think about it. So how did I end up being in an orphanage? Earlier when we were doing the first sharing, I remember I was talking to two young ladies over here with mother and daughter. And they were talking about their journey here. Well, my mother migrated to Australia in 1958. She fell pregnant on the boat, not married. In 1960, I was born, and she was made to give me away at birth. So I'm now one of those forgotten Australians, and I'm very proud of that. One of the things that I remember when I read my welfare files, that they said, "You can't be a doctor because there's medically wrong with you being a short stature person." It said in my files, because I was abnormal, who would adopt such an abnormal child? Let me tell you, I'm not abnormal. So that was the start of 18 years in an orphanage, being brought up by nuns, Catholic nuns. Boy, did they teach me a lot of things. Definitely not to be a nun. There's one thing that I learnt in that period of time, that we all were brought up in families one way or another. My family was 250 kids. Your family may have been 1, 10, 3 siblings, but mine was 250 kids. I learnt about diversity from a very, very young age, hence the work that I do now, so I learnt very young. I always remembered people were saying, "You'll never grow up," whatever that means. I remember that I would always prove people wrong. My greatest enemies and the greatest people who kept knocking me were my greatest catalyst for change and my greatest catalyst for saying, "I'll prove you wrong." So my mentors at a young age were those people who said I could never do it. Hence, when we had the Welcome to Country and the young lady talked about the eagle, my animal is the butterfly. Butterfly means to me transformation. I'm constantly changing, and I love that about the work that I do. If I'm to teach people, I need to model change. Some of the things that were very clear to me in all the presentations today was the word unity, working together. It's the only way that we're going to progress social change. And there's been great examples of that over the centuries by different women, not by the same women. I think the critical thing that we need to do now moving forward, it's been highlighted, is to understand common grounds of our diverse backgrounds. We're not only women, we come from cultural backgrounds, we have disabilities, political understanding, all other aspects of us. So we should never lose sight of that, because those diverse backgrounds is what makes us as an individual. So while we work as united, never lose your individuality. Put that down for a moment. I think it's important to share with you, when I left the orphanage at 18, I remember welfare saying, "You can now go and fend for yourself." Yeah, that'd be great. And I remember going from living with lots of people into living on my own. It was a major learning curve. because I had to relearn social skills of being in Northlake into now being in the community. I was very shy, still am, even though I might be very loud in some ways. What I did was actually took on clowning. The ironicness of becoming clowning, well, was a mask. Performing enabled me to move outside of me, but by using questions. As time moved on, I removed the questions and went into training, because that way it had to be about seeing me and about modelling change. So that took a period of 12 years, and the greatest mentors in those time were really strong women, such as Anne Sherry, Moravena, Joan Kerner, the three mentors that I had aspects to in that particular time. And what I really loved about those women is they never felt uncomfortable to say, if I was stepping outside and acting in a particular way that was not of benefit, they gave me really constructive feedback. That if you want to create change, you model it. I keep saying it, but that's what they taught me. Then I realised that I had a message, and that was to work in the corporate sector and non-for-profit organisations. It was clear then that diversity was just a conversation for some organisations, that they really didn't understand the practicality of individuality inclusion. And this is something that I really love about International Day, that we get the chance to go back to the basics and remember why we're here and who we are, from one aspect of who we are. And last but not least, I will always remember a woman who migrated to Australia, who I've never met, but I can share this, is that 12 months ago, my younger siblings, for the first time, found out that I do exist. They now know that they have an older sister. They now know that short touch is in the family. There's no more closets, no more skeletons. And whilst the family and I have not met, my mother can now heal and move on. So this International Women's Day is for her. Thank you.
Thanks for that fantastic summary, Margarita. I think it really sums up what a fantastic day we've had here with so many different presenters. And I'd actually just like to thank the presenters at the moment. So if I could, unfortunately, Annette is no longer here with us, but if I could get Hannah, Fiona, Leanne, Kirsty, Lana and Margarita just back up here briefly again, thank you. So just a very small token of our appreciation for your participation. So just another round of applause for them. Thank you. Okay, I'd also just like to run through a few thank yous now. So particularly to the staff and the volunteers of Joy that have made today possible. Thank you all for your time, your effort, your commitment to Joy. We certainly couldn't do what we do without all of you contributing. So thank you very much for that. And a particular thank you to the key organisers for today. It would not have happened without their effort and enormous amount of work that went into making it happen, both Conrad and Leni. So if you could just give a round of applause for them. Thank you for all coming. It was a couple of hours out of your day on International Women's Day, so we really appreciate your attendance, your participation and your engagement. We look forward to engaging with you more in the future. And if you're considering becoming involved with Joy, please do. Give us your details up here. Come and see us. Drop Leni an email. Her cards are on the table at the back as well. So we're really interested in continuing engagement and having an open door to bring female participation in Joy up from where it is today to where it should be, because it is not where it needs to be right now.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.